We are studying the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, Part 8, page Taf Reish Chaf Hey. We are in item Lamed Aleph 31, Inner Light.
Where are we?
We are in page Taf Reish Chaf Hey, Inner Light. Item 31.
Oh, we haven't touched it as yet? All right, so start. Also above. And here from the name Bon.
Item 31, the words of the Ari. Each side of the Nukva in Atzilut is made of the name Bon, since Atik takes the Te'amim, the Bon, to make its Nukva, and they are the five first Sefirot in Keter the Bon. Since every Sefira consists of ten, also it takes Gar from Sefirat Chochma, and the first four from Bina the Bon, and all this is for Nukva. Also, it takes seven ketarim for the above-mentioned nukva from the bottom seven debon. Arich takes the last five, the keter debon, for nukva, and Abba takes the bottom seven, the chochma debon. Ima takes the bottom six, the bina debon, and Zon take all the bottom seven debon, except for the ketarim in them, which Atik took.
Is that clear? Yes. Good. Meaning, this is what we have learned yesterday, and this is the order by which the order that the world of Atzilut connects Nukvaot parts on the world of Nikudim, and it assists him in being structured accordingly. He structures himself as he is included with a breaking. The integration occurred in it, in all the parts of the breaking, then it can face the corrections. Next, 31 below.
Inner Light, item 31, Lamed Aleph, the words of the Ari. Atik takes the Te'amim, the Bon, to make its Nukva, and they are the first five Sefirot in Keter the Bon, the words of Baal HaSulam. It has already been explained in the previous item that the ten sefirot, the nikudim, that came out all at once, there cannot be corrected in the neuma there, but only one by one. Hence, when Atik, which is sefirat keter, was corrected, it could not sort any bechinat chochma. For that reason, the bottom half of keter, the nikudim, did not connect with Bechinat Atik Dema, since it is the Bechinot Nehi de Keter that closed the Mochin in Abba Ve'ima. Hence, they descended from the degree of Keter to the degree of Chochma, and are no longer fit to connect in Rosh, in the first Rosh in Keter de Atzilut. By saying that they are the first five sefirot, he means that they are half the degree. Since the time of the ascent of the lower hay in the Enaim, all degrees have been divided into two halves, Galgalta Enaim and Lachap. Only the upper half remains in the degree, being Galgalta Enaim, but the bottom half went out of the degree and is considered lower than it. In the Tree of Life, the Ari writes, this is a great rule by which you will understand everything. The second partsuf is always the upper half. This is the most important key in the wisdom that must always be kept before one's eyes, because most of the connections in the wisdom are explained by it. In fact, the upper part contains only two sefirot, which are the ones that came out when it was first created, called Galgalta Einaim, while the bottom part that went out of the degree contains three sefirot, Bina, Zeranpin, and Nukva. However, since they are the two upper sefirot, they are considered as half.
Questions, please? Yes.
Why the two upper sefirot are considered only half? They're called Galgal Ta'inayim, and the upper half that came outside of the degree, there are three sefirot, being Bina, Zeranpin, and Nukva. Since they are the two upper sefirot, they are considered to be half.
As a matter of fact, what's in what does Atik take? The upper half of Keter the Nikudim. The upper half is how much? It's Keter Chochma up to the middle of Bina. It's as if half. And we have the lower half of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. Should we count it according to Rosh and Guf? It turns out that it's not half, it's less. If we count it according to the Bechinot that relate to Rosh and Guf, meaning where we make calculation, where we are performing it, then it's the opposite. It's not less, rather more, because these are sefirot that relates to decisions making. So what does he want to tell us? We are saying it is half, although there is no half and half. If I take one singular sphera and take another sphera out there, how could it be half? They're incomparable. These are different qualities. Each time and in each place and in every action, they behave differently. Hence, this is how it is said. He takes half. You're right that it's... this kind of well, just to make the language easier.
Is it related to the half of a shekel, to my half of work, and the half of the work of the Creator, or not?
No. That's again because the upper half of Atik is entirely. The upper half of Keter the Nikudim isn't belong to the breaking at all. So there's no difference between those qualities before, during, and after the breaking. You could say, well, how could it be? After all, nevertheless, the different lights altogether are going through and greater lights. Correct that they are above it, however. Well, there's no however. Because in such degree where Atik is, there is no difference between bad and good, breaking and wholeness. It refers to the fact that it doesn't affect them, that they don't belong to the breaking, that governance and providence in the degree of Atik is entirely as, well, it's in Arechanpin, that it's always open. Well, it's like we are saying about Abba and Ima, that... but even more so is they are in such height that even though they pass the good or the bad through them, there it's all only as good. Hence it is called, considered that it's not related to the breaking with respect to providence. Yes?
So perhaps we should advance a little. He says that they are the two upper sefirot, and then he says that they are considered to be half.
So I'm telling you, it's incorrect that it is half, but this is how it is described. Atik take the upper half from Nikudim. There's nothing we can do about it. The upper half of Keter de Nikudim. This is how it is described. All right, Katnut, smallness of Keter de Nikudim, the first expansion of Keter de Nikudim. There are many appellations to it. Both Katnut, smallness, and Gadlut, adulthood. What does that mean? We think that Katnut is small. But it's not quite small. Well, let's not get into it, otherwise it won't be Tas.
Odette from New York is asking, what is this important key for this wisdom? Bala Sulam writes it here, that from the ascent of the lower head to the Anaim, all the degrees were divided into two halves, Galgalta Anaim and Nachap.
Yes, the key is in Chochmah because there is the division here into Galgal Tainaim and Achap in a very sharp manner, as there is no return from smallness to adulthood. There isn't. Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, does not cancel. And all the vessels remain as they are. Rather, in them there is an addition. As Katnut, smallness, can have added something from Gadlut in the place where the Katnut is. Well, this is what I wanted to say, and it didn't quite. I don't want to move away from the text. Katnut is the main thing. From the world of Atzilut and below, Katnut is the main thing. We have no Gadlut, rather only as a nice addition, so-called. Hence, all the Achap are only a chap of ascension, a chap de aliyah, masach de chirik, as we elevate part of the chap as much as we can to be integrated in Gelgal Tainaim, to sustain Gelgal Tainaim, to respect Gelgal Tainaim, to encourage them, to appreciate them more, to praise. However, we are not using the Achap as they do, as by that, the light of Chochmah appears, and the light of Chassadim, you don't even see it. No, there is no such thing. Until the end of correction, we are only using Katnut, smallness. And the Gadlut, the adulthood, is only once integrated, included in Katnut. Hence, he says that this is the most important key in all the wisdom, because you cannot correct the true vessels of reception, the true Achap, in its place, rather only through the integration with Gelgal Tainaim. Are there any more? Please.
John from Chicago is asking, what does it mean that the second Patsuf is always in the half of the upper one?
The second Patsuf always clothed over Achap Delion, and even if he evoked the Achap to raise towards it and receive Gadlut, nevertheless, it remains clothed, it labshut, over Achap de Elyon. The letter of degrees does not change. In other words, more. Yes. What? You started studying Tas, I see, huh?
No, I didn't.
No, it's good.
Many people ask me, and I don't know it myself, what Katnut and Gadlut is. You said it's a very important thing.
What do you mean, put it simply?
Simply, I want people to understand what Katnut is. You said it is very important. So what Katnut is, what Gadlut is?
It is written Moses was a humble person. It is Katnut, smallness. But is it truly him? Rather, isn't there a mitzvah to be as great as possible to resemble the Creator? So Katnut and Gadlut, with respect to what? This is the question. Say, to be an adult, to be in Gadlut, or the opposite, in order to be small, you have to be very big. You don't understand that. I see. So, listen. Only a great person can be small. Those who are truly small is because they think that they are big. They think themselves as big. And the big one, the adult, that knows he's already facing the Creator, so just as the Creator, so is he. He's working in concealment and he's as small. You don't see the Creator. Why? Because he diminished himself so much that you do not identify him. Yes?
Meaning, being in Katnut means to nullify oneself and to be integrated, to nullify oneself and to be integrated.
Again?
And then I'm small, they won't even see me?
No, no, that's not small as yet. This is smallness inevitably, but not willingly.
But I diminish myself to such an extent of being small.
If you have where to diminish yourself from, if you are great and you diminish yourself, then it is katnut. Then that is katnut. But if you are small because you have no choice, you have no more than that, so it's a katnut, inevitably. It's not the virtue, the quality. You don't understand. All right. There's no. Drawing. There's a 5-year-old child. He's small. He very much wishes to be an adult. Alongside him, there's daddy. He's wise. He's adult. He lower himself as a 5-year-old and play with his son. So the dad is called being in katnut. The child isn't in katnut. Why? Does he know what adulthood is and what katnut is? He doesn't. Katnut, smallness, means that you have 10 sefirot and you work in a small portion of them. This is katnut.
You mean to tell me that the Creator is also in katnut with respect to us?
Well, why aren't you seeing him? You're dying to see him. Why aren't you seeing him?
Meaning because he is in katnut, he is gadol.
Therefore, he's a gadol.
And if I'm gadol great myself, what does it mean?
To the extent that you'll be gadol at all, you'll diminish yourself.
So it's opposite.
Of course. But you see his greatness of the Creator. This is where you see his humbleness. If you discover his greatness, his adulthood, gadlut, it's a sign. You have the tools to be gadol and humble simultaneously. Well, let's continue.
We are in page Taf Resh Chavav, first columns, second paragraph. Also, it takes Gal from Sefirat Chochma and the first four from Bina Debon. The reason for it is that the place of the position of the Rosh, the Atik, the Ma, is from the place of Peh de Nikudim and upward through Tabur de Ak, meaning the place where Gar de Nikudim stand.
Meaning Peh de Atik and Peh de Nikudim, where Abanima concludes and Zon de Nikudim begin, are one of the same. Accordingly,
Hence, everything that remains in Gar de Nikudim after the breaking of vessels is taken by the Zachar de Atik that closes them there. It is indeed what came out there when they were first created, which is the actual Bechinat Katnut de Gar and Bechinat Achor Beachor, back to back. However, since they are the Bechina of Galgalta and the Naim of the degree, he therefore calls them Gar. This is because the whole matter of the Gadlut is only the return of Bina and Zon to the degree, because by lowering the Hei Tata'a, the lower Hei, to the Pe, Bina and Zon return to the degree, and then acquire Gar the Gadlut. Thus, the gist of what emerged in Katnut is Gar, meaning Galgalta Ve'enaim. And the gist of the addition that comes during the Gadlut are Bina and Zon. Hence, he names Katnut Panim, or Gar, and the Gadlut he names Achoraim, or Zat.
I would read it again.
Again. Also, it takes Gar from Sefirat Chochma and the first four from Bina Debon.
The Patsuf of Atik, yes. Half of Keter, Gar de Abba, Dar de Ima, seven Ketarim, plurals of Keter. From Nikudim, Atik is taking.
The reason for it is that the place of deposition of the Rosh De'atik Dema is from the place of the Ped Nikudim and upward through Tabur De'ak.
Because Rosh we count from below upwards.
Meaning the place where Gar De'Nikudim stand. Hence everything that remains in Gar De'Nikudim after the breaking of the Kelim is taken by the Zachar De'atik that closes them there. It is indeed what came out there when they were first created.
Check out what's happening. All the Gar De'Nikudim, Keter of Abba and Ima, the Rosh, that basically brought about the breaking. Yes, but what remained after the breaking, all is taken by Atik. What remained after the breaking, meaning what did not belong to the breaking, what was not cancelled after the breaking, yes? Meaning the parts of the Rosh that do not belong to the breaking were taken by Atik.
It is indeed what came out there when they were first created, which is the actual Bechinat Katnut Degar and Bechinat Ach Beach, back to back. However, since they are the Bechina of Galgalta and the Naim of the degree, he therefore calls them Gar. This is because the whole matter of Gadlut is only the return of Bina and Zon to the degree. Because by lowering the lower hay to the pe, Bina and Zon return to the degree, and then acquire Gar de Gadlut. Thus, the gist of what emerged in Katnut is Gar, meaning Galgalta Ve'enaim. And the gist of the addition that comes during the Gadlut are Bina and Zon. Hence he names Katnut Panim, or Gar, and the Gadlut he names Achoraim, or Zat.
So that we won't be confused by the names. But the main thing is the understanding, not the names and terms. Yes, Danny.
What changes after the shattering is only the order of the qualities?
I don't know, like that says set thing and that's it, the order of the qualities. The new qualities are coming. Not necessarily the arrangement of the qualities as... Well, the whole matter of breaking and integration and scrutinies and corrections are in order to beget the new qualities in which I will discover what I was born with, what I was at, what I was working with up to the breaking, with what I am with since the breaking, I yet do not have the qualities by which I can imagine godliness. It still remain in the animate degree. I am governed. I have no Rosh as yet, no idea what it means to even identify the Creator. Let's put it this way. Well, it's forbidden to put it like that, but all the actions that Malchut of Ein Sof does till now, she's doing in order to, say, covering the shame. it's incorrect, but I intentionally want to exaggerate for the sake of the matter we're talking about. So what is it working on? It works on its ego in order not to harm. Over its working on its ego? This is the work? Seemingly, yes. It's not... But because it's under the governance of the light, the different corrections. However, as a matter of fact, there's not yet the same discernment called Adam, that I and the Creator, and we're one versus the other, and who is He? So these revelations, this new structure, does not exist as yet. It all only... with the result of the breaking and the integration and scrutinies and then discernments occurred here. A new, you know, like spark rubbing, such new sparks merge that are... this is the true creature beforehand. It isn't. It's the Creator's byproduct. An angel operated like a puppet on the screen, on the strings. Moreover, the two worlds.
So what the world of Atzilut is doing now, it is as if he rebuilds himself under the second restriction. This is the whole new order. This is the discernment that was added here.
The world of Atzilut... I don't know with respect to what are you asking, but the world of Atzilut is a system that inevitably is structured like that by the remnants of the breaking of the vessels from above down. It's a system that corrects itself, that revives itself, that recover, how do you say in Hebrew? Restore itself. Re-established. That's it. Meaning, inevitably, there's not yet someone here who wants, who feels, who's suffering, who's separated from the Creator and is doing something. There's no personality here. Something that is being born. Say, a baby, from a certain moment onwards, we are saying, no, he's a little person. Check out how he's doing this, how he's doing that. He has kind of response of his own. It's hard to identify because from when the animate become Adam, slightly, and also that with respect to spirituality, it's all as an animal because it's with respect to this world that we are saying Adam, and here it's with respect to the Creator. So there's not even a remnants of it as yet, only the raw system that undergoes certain breaking and corrections. No? It's been clarified. It turns out that since Atik the Tchura...
It turns out that Atik, that since Atik the Tchura closes in the place of Garden Nikudim, it takes everything that remains there of this Gar into his Bechinat Nukva. However, from Bina, being Ima the Nikudim, he takes the first four Sefirot, meaning Chesed of Bina too. This is because the light of Chesed is always in Bina when she is in Achoraim, the Abba. He only lives there when Ima turns her panim to Abba. The seven ktarim of Zat Debon that Atik took to Tchura, he took only for its Bechinat Guf. Atik takes the last five, the Keter Debon, for Nukva, and Abba takes the bottom seven, the Chochma Debon, Ima takes the bottom six, the Bina Debon, and Zon take all the bottom seven Debon. In order to understand these connections of mind bone and the necessity in the rations that the Ari ascribe to them, it is necessary to write at some length Thus, a truly comprehensive concept of the Ten Sefirot de Atzilut may be given. How they result from one another, both the Ma part in each of them, the Bon part in each and every one of them, and the necessitated connection in each and every Sefirah. Let us briefly repeat the words that have already been explained. It all begins in the ascent of man to guard the Nikudim in general, and from there to Rosh Desag, until the Hei Tata'a, the lower Hei, rose to Metzach Desag. The Masach only gained the Aviyut found in the Keter. Such a fine Aviyut, coarseness, generates only the degree of Malchut, called Nehi, because of the correction of lines in her. However, there is also Bechinat Itlabshut, clothing, of the last Bechina there, which is the degree of Zer'an Pin de Itlabshut. Hence, it is considered that Chagat are also clothed in the Kelim de Nehi. This is called Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3, or Ibur, conception, the attic.
Hold on. Are there any questions about it? Yes. Pass the mic, please, behind.
Can you explain what three within three means, Gimel Go Gimel?
And if it's one within the other, is that more clear?
I don't understand that expression at all. What does it mean? What this expression means?
Gimel Go Gimel, three in three, means that all in all we have vessels of Nehi, Aviyut Shorosh. The truth is, it is one vessel, however, because it has three lines, we are calling it Nehi. And from Hitlabshut, clothing, there is Chagat in there, and also the light of Ruach. Now you could say, hold on, what light of Ruach can there be if these are only vessels of Nehi? However, we always have four of Itlabshut, of clothing, Gimel of Aviyut. So where are they clothed? How could it be? You could ask the following way. How could there be light, Dalet Gimel, the light of Keter, clothed in the vessel of Chochmah? Well, who can answer that? We're studying it for a few years now. Niv? We think we only do... to be praised. No. Move on. Yes.
Why do we have Dalet Gimel 4 by 3?
Yeah. How can there be Dalet Gimel 4 by 3? Where is Dalet clothed, the 4? This is what he asked, not me.
Dalet 4 is my next degree, which I yearn for.
No, say Reshimot from Galgalta. Are Dalet Gimel, yes? Dalet is what? Is the degree of Keter, and Gimel is the degree of Chochmah. How does the degree of Keter clothe in the degree of Chochmah? After all, Dalet 4 is only clothing, Itlabshut. So where is it clothed? In the vessels of Chochmah? How come the light of Keter can clothe in the light of Chochmah? The vessel would burst, right? So what is happening? No? Whatever you think, doesn't matter. No?
I think that this is the impression that is left in him from the higher degree.
Doesn't matter how you call it, impression or what, but is it light or not?
The Reshimot, this is not a light yet.
The Reshimot aren't light, so what is it? The Reshimot, just as it was prior. Nevertheless, an illumination. The illumination of Keter, that is in the vessels of Chochmah. How come? Also, the vessels aren't vessels. They too are Reshimot. So, who thinks? Do you have an answer? The question is, how can there be a light of Keter in the vessels of Chochmah? Say Reshimot Dalet Gimel. Yes.
Perhaps it shows him how the he's not in his place anymore and the clear remains empty?
No. Yeah, do not be shy. So, Moti?
Perhaps an inverted value between the lights and the vessels?
No, what opposite? What inverted? Here it's a...
Perhaps it's a qualitative matter. It's not the light inside the clear, rather it indicates the quality of the degree of Keter and the quality of the degree of Chochmah.
No, it's truly so. Shimo, just for you to understand, where is it written? I don't remember. But the Shimo is precisely the same image, the same state. It's not that I have some kind of nice memories that remain in my notebook or a few images in the album. No. Shimo is the same state itself. I can revive it. Give me the energy and I revive it. Hashimo is truly, you conserve it. It's like conservation of the previous state. But if you need, you open it, like in the army. You unwrap it and you start working with it. There's no problem with it. Hashimo is the same state, however, for now, they just stopped working with it. And they can go back to it. Need nothing. If there's a Shimo, the only thing lacking is the light. And it become alive. You truly revive it. Bring it to life.
So in which Kelim is it found? It's not clear if it is the same state.
So you're asking me? I was asking you. Oh, Sheyovitz have come. How nice.
This is what Baal HaSulam never explains when he says that there's Rishimo under the Pe or under the Masach that stands there and waits
of the goof.
And he never explains that. He always says that there's a Rishimo there which stands under the Masach. It's not clear what it means, and it is waiting for something.
Yeah, make a good lecture. You know how to make things complicated. No, but you're right, there is such a thing. So, no? He's right to some extent. You see, I honor you. I respect you. That all the Shimot, all in all, from the goof, are coming and standing under Masach Derosh. This is the first rule. Correct? More? Volovik? Do you have an answer? All right, give us.
Yosef from Jerusalem is saying, also in Chochmah there is Kli de Keter.
Yes, but it's a Keter de Chochmah. I can't bring in... there's something in all of it.
Perhaps this is the surrounding light that develops the Kelim.
Also surrounding light, correct.
Which also develops new Kelim.
That he is in an external vessel that was once external, internal, now is external, and the inner light is an external vessel, external light called surrounding light. That's also correct. No?
So this is Zachar and Nekeva, male and female, the bestower and the give and the receiver.
So what? So what about it?
You were talking about Rishimot Dalet Gimel, 4x3.
I didn't speak about Rishimot Dalet Gimel. I spoke about how Rishimot Dalet clothed in Gimel.
He bestows and Gimel receives.
But Gimel has its own light.
But she receives from Dalet, from 4.
Where does she have the power to receive it? She receives it in the Keter from Dalet of Chochmah. So this is the question.
He doesn't receive it. It is in clothing from below upward. It's Rosh Deit Lepshut. It is called approximately Keter.
Also an answer. See how many of them. And I'm not disqualifying any.
The moment the Masach purifies, it becomes the Bistor, and then it has an ability to absorb the light.
Well, it's similar to Mekif, surrounding.
The light of Chassadim becomes a receptacle, a vessel for the light of Keter.
You're answering, you don't even know what you're answering, but you're more correct. meaning even the light of Chokhmah that we are, what remained for us from the previous degree, it turns into the light of Chassadim in the next degree. This is what you meant? Oh, you're great. This is something we haven't learned. Just hear out. Later on, we'll go through it. You hear, Niv? Interesting, huh?
The friends are great.
No, but you heard what he said, yes? Meaning the light, once you receive it and working with it, and if you go into something else, then it remains as chassadim, as mercy, because you aren't using it now, you don't want to use it. You're going for something either higher or lower, it doesn't matter. Its quality changes with respect to you. You've inverted it from the light that being received within the kli to a light of bestowal. Yes?
Olivia from France is saying the following. Reshimo is an information, so the clothing is the Zachar and the Avyut is Nukva. One is the result of the other.
Well, no more. Well, yes?
Perhaps this is the disclosure of the weakness of the Kli which has been revealed.
I wouldn't say weakness. The Kli that purifies, that considered weakness?
The fact that he cannot receive that light, but is doing the maximum he can in bestowal. This is his expression.
Do you think he does it due to weakness?
From his lack of ability, inability to receive that light.
When the Kli, the vessel, is purified, why is it purified? Bitush Pnimi Makif, inner fizzing and surrounding. Why?
Because he's incapable of receiving in order to bestow.
But he received in order to bestow. But he isn't capable of receiving more in order to bestow. In Nehi, yes? And what? So he shouldn't receive. Why is he purified? What necessitates him to purify? The light pressure. He wants to enter, and he said, no, that's far, no more.
Because he feels inability to receive more.
All right, so he can't receive it, so why is he purified? Stay in place.
It is like you mentioned before, that he feels shame for not being able to receive.
No, what are you adding?
The purpose of creation necessitates him.
The purpose of creation necessitates... Did you want to add?
What I'm saying is that it, in the low one, it turns the upper light. How is it called? There's this verse that says that something in the upper turns into something in the low one. I think that's it.
There is something to it. But the main thing is, Chaim,
he feels the next Patsufim who are trying to emerge in a greater avyut, greater coarseness.
All right. Yes.
The light doesn't stand. It can't stay in the same state. It has to come in and out from the Kli and into the Kli.
The reality of the light is that constantly is moving the vessels. And shaking the vessels, that's also an assumption. No, he's right. Yes.
Perhaps because he feels that his calculation is wrong to start with, so he wants to expel it and to start his calculation from the beginning.
So the calculation wasn't right. So where was he wrong? That he didn't know he can receive more? He knew. What? Well, you're actually bringing us to the solution. It's not that your answer is correct. No, no, no. Your answer isn't correct. However, you lead us to the solution. What was revealed here when I'm standing in the taboo? That was not revealed before. The fact that I'll stand in the middle I knew that. You can't say I was wrong. In the act itself, I wasn't wrong. Rather, what am I feeling now? So that what I have done brought about a new deficiency. What kind of new deficiency is now being revealed? Accordingly, I am not capable of remaining. Rather, I have to run away. Huh?
The shattering of the kelim.
No, what shattering of the vessels? It's Galgalta. We're speaking of Galgalta that received.
It is to add in bestow. Every time he is going for 100% of the patsuf, the moment he completes that, he wants to work on a 100% of the next degree.
How would he know that now he'll have another opportunity? He received the maximum now. What become apparent to him in the taboo due to which he must purify? And you're asking an additional question. Do I know now in the taboo that later on I will be able to receive more? Well, I don't know.
It's a new revelation in every degree. The moment he completes it, he rediscovers that there is another opportunity to make 100% of these efforts.
So what is he discovering now? He discovered that he is incapable of more. He discovered that when he will purify, he will receive more.
Now that he will be able to bestow more.
No. Be able to receive in order to bestow.
No.
Well?
The contradiction between the light of Chassadim and the light of Chochmah, before he couldn't feel it, now he feels it in practice.
All right, so there's the contrast. So what? Well, so what? Say it.
Now it's in practice, not just in the calculation, and there's a contradiction here.
No, Asaf.
And now it is revealed that Bissau has to be over the maximum, as Eli said. Therefore, if I stay in this state that of bestowing but not the maximum, then how can I remain in a state where bestow is not for the maximum?
And receiving more in order to bestow, he can?
I don't know, but remaining in that state, it becomes worse. Therefore, it is better off to empty oneself.
Meaning, I cannot remain, because if I remain, it's become a state that I'm no longer bestowing anything. Hence, I must depart from it. Now, what will happen? Whatever going to happen. Just not to remain in a state that I'm certain that I'm not bestowing in that state. There's nothing worse than that state. All right, shall we continue maybe? Read. Questions, there are always questions. But
second column, second paragraph. This Ibur Da'atik is actually...
You've read it? You've read it, mate.
Yeah, I did.
And repeat the things that have been clarified thus far. It all begins in the ascent of man to God the Nikudim in general, and from there to Osh the Sag, until Hei Tatal or Hei Rosh to Metzach the Sag. Because the Masach only gained in the Aviyut found in Keter. Such a fine Aviyut generates only Komad, the degree of Malchut, called Nehi because of the Tikkun Kavim in her. That was our question, yes? Why is it called Nehi? Because it's a correction of the lines. Hence, instead of emphasizing Malchut, we say Nehi. Why are we saying Nehi, Niv? The correction of the lines. By why Nehi? Say Nehim. Why we aren't mentioning Malchut? Huh? Well?
No.
All right. We'll let him ask.
Because it rises to Chochmah.
To Yesod.
To Yesod. It rises above Malchut.
From Malchut to Yesod. You're right. You said correct. So for the Tikkun Kevim in her, she's called Nehi. However, there is also Bechinat Itlabshut of the last Bechina, which is Komad Ziran Pind Itlabshut. Hence, it is considered that Chagat are also clothed in Kelim the Nehi. This is called Gimel Go Gimel, or Ibur De'atik. Yes?
Yes.
All right, next. So we spoke of the lights that in the light of Haggat it shines within he. And this Ibur, well, read.
This Ibur Da'atik is actually Bechinat Ibur that corrects the general man that rose there.
Yes.
Since it was in the form of 12 months. Hence it immediately raised all the Kelim.
Why is Atik correcting all those things? Because anyone wants to answer? How come Atik corrects everything? Well, all right.
Because inside Atik there is the first restriction compared to...
Not because of that. Think maybe differently. No, all right. Because all the Shemot rose to Atik. Lachen, therefore, he says, and this Ibur Da'atik indeed is the correcting Ibur in the general man that rose there. He says it to you. The general correct the general man of all the Shemot rose to Atik. So he takes from all the Shemot. The truth is that he scrutinizes the Shemot he needs for the sake of Arichanpin. By that, he also corrects all the Shemot. He passed them all through his sieve. They all receive a certain correction. Also, the impression of not receiving now correction in Atik, it all remains as a Shemot. It's not just like that, that it takes by the tweezers something and corrects it. All the Shemot undergoes and they all go through process and then Arichanpin. Hence those Shemot are coming first to Rosh Desag, and from Rosh Desag begin to descend through all the Patsufim. They go through all the Patsufim. They enter through the filters of all the Patsufim. And the lights affect them and the pressures of all type. Accordingly, they are made in compression like that, in pressure through all the Patsufim. And specifically by that, they too become orientated or intended to receive the correction. It's not just like that Sag raised there or takes some Hashimot that suits me and throw all the rest. This is an encompassing work on all of them. However, these are Shemot that are not yet intended for the same degree, say, besides what belonged to the Patsuf of Atik, or what Atik begets for Arichanpin, say, Shemot of Abba Ve'ima, etc. They aren't feeling the Shemot themselves that they are being processed, but they are in the work. Just as we are in work in many higher systems, and none of us feel what happens. Yes.
Since it was in the form of 12 months, hence it immediately raised all the kelim of the seven melachim from Bia to Nehi de Atzilut, by way of a general ibur conception to the kelim. However, a particular Ibur is still necessary where every Tachton, every lower one, is corrected in it by its Elyon, by its upper one. It is also called Zivug de Katnut, and after that there was a Zivug de Gadlut. Know that there are two Bechinot here in the Zivug de Gadlut. Panim be'achor, face to back, and panim be'panim, face to face. Because the lower one is only born from the zivug, panim be'panim, face to face, in the upper one.
However, in his discernment, in his bechina, not discernment, it's quality, Atik doesn't need to do gadlut, adulthood, the Atik, in order to beget a hanpin. It needs to be gadol, great, with respect to the birth of a hanpin.
Hence, there are three zivugim to discern here. One, zivug de katnut, which is achor be'achor, back to back, and ibur. Two, zivug de gadlut, which is the lowering of the lower hay from the place of the metzach, which is bechinat panim be'achor, face to back. Since there is no bechinat panim be'panim, face to face, but only through man. Three, the zivug on the man that rose to the nukva, which is panim be'panim, face to face.
Yes, Aaron, what did you want?
You didn't answer how Reshimo Dalet closed the Kelim of Aviyut Gimel.
Reshimo Dalet clothed in Aviyut Gimel because it is called Tagin on the Otiot, because they are surrounding with respect to Gimel. There aren't vessels. This is what is called clothing. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the Reshimo is the same form as was prior, however, it being purified from the deed. When now I'm not with an executing screen, however, I can go back to it. Therefore, basically, what is the difference between having had Daled, having used it, and reached Daled Gimel? The difference is not to the detriment, as if I have no powers now, or as a negative. And this is the answer we came to, that now revealed a new deficiency, being as a benefit and not as to detriment. The Chokhmah, the degree I'm going for right now, say the Patsuf of Ab, is higher than Keta, more of a higher quality, because now I'm closer, I'm more bestowing upon the Creator, I'm more understanding more, I feel the house, I was in previous contact with Him. Hence, the previous face is in me, in Daled, and now intentionally, I'm using Daled Gimel. Every next Patsuf isn't weaker. It's of a higher quality. Hence, it evokes the light of Ruach instead of the light of Nefesh. Well, there's opposite value of lights and vessels is very profound and fine. On one hand, we are saying the Patsuf Ak is within Gelgalta, internally. On the other hand, Gelgalta is within Ab. There is oppositeness to one another. What do I want to say by that? That vessels of the previous Patsuf remain, vessels of Keter, however, they aren't operated. And in them is the whole previous degree. Hence, we are saying that Dalet clothing Gimel, or Chagat, clothing Nehi in our case. However, indeed, the truth is that at least there, in the degrees of the Patsufim of Ak, the same degree remain, whereby here, after the breaking, here we need to check. We'll talk about it, but how are they clothing? After all, as if here the Shemot aren't coming from wholeness, rather from breaking. So where is their place for Chagat to close within the He? For now, let's leave this question and we're moving to the next part.
And let's sing a song first.
לא נממש את החיים מלא כבר הסערה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים. לי 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 נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהיה חיבור בין חברים. נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים, יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000. עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים שהיה